Review the war news. After 2 days of fighting, U.S. Marines have captured a strategic bridge across the Euphrates River near the city of An-Nasiriyah in southern Iraq. The Marines had been fighting Iraqi militia units. The U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Division is attacking Iraq's elite Republican Guard about 50 miles outside of Baghdad. That fighting is taking place during a serious sandstorm. In southern Iraq, British forces are trying to clear up continuing Iraqi resistance in several areas, including the vital port of Umm Qasr. A British commander said today that port is now open. U.S. forces are 50 miles from Baghdad. Despite a powerful sandstorm, they're pounding military targets south of the Iraqi capital. U.S. forces have taken up positions between Najaf and Karbala. In a moment, a report on the unit with Apache helicopters that are helping in that assault. First, today's raids by B-2 and B-52 bombers were concentrated south of Baghdad and were believed aimed at Republican Guard positions. NPR's Eric Westerveld is with the Army's 3rd Infantry Division. He says the soldiers are being forced to repel attacks by Iraqi forces.
The Iraqis today again have attempted to infiltrate and take back the area. Tonight, Iraqi troops armed with AK-47s and rocket-propelled grenades have been launching small, sporadic attacks on the base area. The U.S. has responded with infantry fighters, their Bradley fighting vehicles, with mortar fire and with artillery fire. It's pretty much, frankly, been a slaughter of the Iraqi troops as they come down from the north. The Americans have stopped them at every advance.
Eric says U.S. commanders have been surprised by the extent of the resistance.
A lot of intelligence officials and army officials did not think that these militia fighters and Ba'ath Party loyalists would really put up that kind of struggle, and they really have.
And he says American aircraft continue to come under fire from the ground.
The supply runs so far have been doing okay, but it's a security challenge. A Chinook helicopter today took fire from a rocket-propelled grenade and was forced to make an emergency landing. That underscored, again, the difficult security situation. So while supplies are getting through, it's not easy, given how far north we are and the ongoing threats from Iraqi regular and militia troops.
Despite the surprising Iraqi resistance, the offensive continues.
This group flies the attack helicopters that make deep air assaults.
Artillery on sites in the north and the east. We've seen the sky illuminated throughout the night with multiple attacks from artillery, presumably hitting sites of the Republican Guard or government structures to the north and the east of me.
NPR's Eric Westerveld with the U.S. 3rd Infantry Division south of Baghdad.